Yeah. One advantage to attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of the bus ticket is
$15,
right?
No, the bus ticket is only $11. Mm-hmm. Okay. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you may find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, New York City has a Middle Eastern restaurant.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food?
No, Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
If you want to take a break, you should drink some water or something.
No. Just up to now. Manhattan has many parks with where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, it's 30 feet above street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
Pardon?
The High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No. It's about almost... I didn't get the question.
So, the High Line Park is about 5th Avenue, right?
Okay. It's 2 miles about 11th Avenue.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. That's why we
There are many historical landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. And it's located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum?
Yes, it's part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, it's located in the northern Manhattan. Yeah, the American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the continent consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountain locates in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that road can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dot line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line, right?
Yes, a solid line means the car cannot cross into the other line.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas. Yes, people living in rural areas generally have less access to health care.
And unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
No, unemployment rate is higher in rural areas.